here's a story from The World.
As countries scramble to keep the coronavirus under control, a few places tried a novel solution, banning alcohol. Keep people sober and alert, the thinking went. South Africa did it, so did Greenland and parts of India and Thailand. All those bans have come and gone, but in Thailand, a temporary ban has emboldened conservative Buddhists who want to make it harder to get a drink permanently. Here's The World's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.
Not long ago, a bar owner in Thailand got a letter, the sort of letter no one likes to get. It said, "You've committed a crime, and now you're wanted for questioning."
They basically asked us to come in for interrogation.
That's Nix Anuman Ratchadon. He owns a few bars in Bangkok and a spirits import company called Vice Versa. And that letter, it tells him to come see the government's alcohol control panel. So he does. And the officials there say, "Hey, on your social media, you've been boasting that the alcohol you serve is tasty." They say, "The only thing you're legally allowed to publicize is the name of the drink and the cost."
That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You can't say that the spirit has been awarded. You can't say that it has hops, it has this or that. That would be trying to make people drink more.
That's the crime, inducing people to drink. Something bar owners might tend to do. But under a Thai law that is sporadically enforced, this is forbidden, especially on Facebook or Instagram. And it's strict. If anyone takes a selfie with a bottle of beer or whiskey in their hand, that's illegal. You're inducing people to drink. Nix asked, "Well, what did I say exactly?" The officials told him his offending phrase was "jin chi dang." That's Thai for famously good gin.
Jin chi dang, like renowned gin. That's it. They hate it so bad.
In recent weeks, Thai officials have been summoning a lot of people, hundreds, bar owners, beer importers, even a blogger, and hitting them with charges. To which most have said, "Really? I'm in trouble for this?"
It's quite universal, you know, like if you have a beer and if you post a beer photo and you're inviting your friends to have a drink with you, like that is not supposed to be illegal. We're not selling drugs here.
When foreigners think of Thailand, they often think of stuff like this. Big parties, a freewheeling place where you can let loose and get tipsy. Which, sure, you can, but what tourists don't always see is that there is a force pushing back against anything boozy. Devout Buddhists frown on drinking. One government agency makes these TV ads, rolling them out before Buddhist holidays, like Kalpansa or Buddhist Lent, a time when people are urged to give up their vices. In this ad, the voiceover says, "Getting drunk during Buddhist Lent is a major sin." A guy on screen who looks wasted, he says, "No, it's not a sin." And then his skin starts sizzling, and he is plunged into a flaming Buddhist hell. Yeah. Nix, the bar owner, he had to pay a fine. A fine that helps pay for more ads like this. About $1,600. Screw up again, they said, the fine gets doubled. I spoke to someone else who got fined, Lee Sichin, who goes by Lee. He's the managing director of Beer Vana, an importer of craft beer. And at his interrogation, he also asked, "What did I say about my beer that's so bad?"
Basically, we said it was really refreshing, and we were hit with that keyword.
Refreshing, not allowed. Also, a $1,600 fine. He was told almost anything his beer company might put on Instagram is a crime.
They said even if one person saw a picture of your beer or logo, it means you're trying to get them to buy the product.
Which is exactly what he is trying to do. So why is this happening now? Well, the government says they're just enforcing the law. But the conservative anti-drinking faction, they've had some big wins lately. 2 months ago, when COVID-19 cases were going up and up, the nation banned alcohol for 20 days. And they almost got 50 days. Not just selling booze in bars, but everywhere. Full prohibition. So they're feeling bold, seeing how far they can push it. Lee says, surely this is too much.
It's a personal right for people to post or talk about things that they like. Why is alcohol considered not okay for people to post about? Because political views is the same thing, right?
So far, they've mostly gone after bar owners, alcohol businesses, celebrities. But there's nothing stopping officials from fining or technically jailing some poor schlub just holding up a beer on Instagram. Or even a tourist, clueless about the law. Nix, the bar owner, says at this point, they don't seem to be backing down.
Now it's so unclear. So anyone can get fined for anything. It's not supposed to be like that. They can abuse this law like easily.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.
From PRX.